Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Nick Kerr. May 1st and E15 sales are available at U.S. gas stations, which are capable of pumping E15. The infrastructure is a big deal. That was the argument that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said. That's why they couldn't approve summertime sales of E15 like they did last year. But they did issue yet another emergency waiver at the last minute to allow for sales of E15 during the summer of 2023 after announcing they will approve year-round sales next year. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig, among many bipartisan leaders in Iowa and across the Upper Midwest, and governors who have been hot under the collar about this administration's lack of movement on the issue.
We have got to have a national solution that puts this thing to bed. It's unfortunate. Here we are, you know, right up to the last minute. May 1 really starts the start of where it would be problematic were that waiver not in place. And so, of course, it is good news. It's what we've all been asking for. Here we are again, waiting for some sort of an emergency action to do this. So what we need to get to is a year-round E15 solution. This is good for everybody. I mean, it's most importantly good for consumers. I'll tell you a little fact here. Last year, Iowa, we had a 40% increase in the amount of E15 that was purchased by Iowa drivers last year. That saved Iowans over $30 million if you compare the price of E15 to E10. Now, if you took that over the national distribution system, you'd be talking tens of billions of dollars of savings for consumers. So, of course, there's also benefits to farmers and communities where ethanol plants are, and it's better for the environment. So I sit here and say today, it's good news, but we have got to get to a national solution that does away with this whole waiver process.
As we heard Naig point out earlier, these kinds of moves from this administration do more to point out a commitment not to the environment, but a commitment to the electric vehicle industry.
You know, the administration came out with this big goal that they want to move to EVs, you know, that all light vehicles by 2032 will be electric vehicles. And they want to unleash the, quote, creativity and the innovation of the automotive industry. What about the creativity and the innovation of the biofuels industry now for the last 20, 25 years? You know, at the time, the country called on Americans to figure out energy independence. And the response was there. It meant more domestic energy exploration. It meant the creation of the biofuels industry. And now, right, we're focused seemingly on this one solution. By the way, an electric vehicle solution that requires importing batteries and rare earth minerals from all over the world. I simply ask this, when you put a battery into a car, an electric vehicle, or you pump gallons of biofuels or homegrown energy into a fuel tank, who benefits? I'm going to go with the thousands of farmers and Iowans and Midwesterners and Americans that benefit from every gallon of ethanol that's produced, or biodiesel or renewable diesel.
Naig says we need to be open to all options, not just focused on one solution and one solution only.
Let's open up our options instead of trying to close down and trying to overfocus and put all of our eggs in one basket. Look, again, I can talk about the benefits of this all day, but you and I both know when a consumer pulls up to the pump and sees the beneficial difference between E15 and E10 to their pocketbook, let's unleash that. Let's get even more E15 availability in the state, even more folks will be able to benefit.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig. Around here we call it Unleaded 88. Put it in your tank. Back after a check of the weather, this is Inside Agriculture.